Hey, everybody, welcome to our bonus content. And that, of course, being What Did We Watch? I'm going to ask my guest, Dan Zimborski. Dan, what did you watch, pal? What's new? What have you caught that's worth it or not worth it?
It's worth it and not worth it. I watched one of my most recently, my thing I watched was one of my favorite awful disaster movies, which isn't talked about along with, you know, the Poseidon Adventure, The Swarm. It is my favorite Irwin Allen movie because it's the only movie I'm aware of in which you have bees derail a train, blow up a nuclear power plant, and it has an all-star cast with Olivia de Havilland, Henry Fonda, Richard Chamberlain, Jose Ferrer. It's a really great train wreck, and at the end they just set the bees on fire. That was the key. Spoiler alert, but it was 45 years ago. So I give The Swarm 1 out of 10 for quality, but 8 out of 10 for fun of just watching it. When, for example, when kids try to kill the bees and the bees go and kill everybody in the town for revenge.
Why are the bees so angry? I'm not familiar with this film.
They're just killer bees coming up from Mexico, and they're just angry.
Wu-Tang, killer bees. Like
yeah, so Biden's letting in everybody, huh? Bees included, too?
Love it.
Is that it, Dan? Anything else you want to shout out you watch or not?
That's pretty much what I've watched this week.
Okay. Devin Cox, buddy. What piece of shit DVD did you watch this week from the Walmart or Best Buy bargain bin?
I'm going to talk about a movie that you want to know about. Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny.
Oh, boy. Okay. Let's hear it.
It's not good. And I think it has the worst offensive movie can possibly have in it. It's boring. It is really, really boring. I think the first third of it, it's surprisingly really good.
Everyone says the first, like, third. People are like, he's there. He's back. That's my guy.
I don't want to spoil it.
Don't. I'm waiting for Disney Plus on this. I'm not paying $15.
But the first third of it, I'm like, fuck, I wish the movie could have just been all of this. I want to watch the whole movie of that. But then when they get to where they get to, and then it gets, like, really depressing. Like, it gets, like, which is weird for an indie movie, because indie movies are usually, like, pop and kind of fun. And like, and it's weird to say that when, you know, indies just punching out Nazis and stuff like that. But it gets utterly depressing. And it's a whole lot of plot and things going on. You're like, And then at like around the halfway point to the final half of the movie, it just falls off a fucking cliff and gets boring. Like really, really boring. And I don't think Harrison Ford is the problem in the movie. He's fine. It's not like it's an action-packed movie. It has action in it. He's not the problem. It's just like, it almost felt like they gave up on the final third of the movie.
It's like, okay.
And it's crazy because I was reading about it. They said like they were trying to do another one after this, but I'm like, please don't at this point.
The fundamental issue is that they gave Indiana Jones the perfect send off at the end of The Last Crusade when he was getting on the horse and they went off into the distance. That's where you end it. That's it. It's over. No more.
I will say this, Kevin Goatee, you appreciate this.
Okay.
My son never seen an Indiana Jones movie.
What?
I love the Indiana Jones
movie. What kind of father are you?
I'm going to get to it right now. Never seen any of them. So he was super excited for this movie. So in preparation for it, he watched all of the movies.
All right.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
And when I say he watched this one, he was so pissed off how bad it was. He was livid.
Even more than Crystal Skull.
He thinks it's worse than Crystal Skull. I don't think it's worse than Crystal Skull, but he does.
Yeah, I hate Crystal Skull, which is all the. And when I saw the previews for this one, I go, there's nothing, there's not one scene. I go, all right, that is redeeming. There was nothing that those previews that grabbed me, go, you know, I'll give it a shot just because I love them. And right now on HBO, as I was eating dinner tonight, watching, we're getting ready for this podcast, what's been on a loop the last 3 days? All four of them. And I finished right before we again started here, the last 30 minutes of Temple of Doom. I'm like, God damn, I love this. Temple of Doom, so underrated. I think people hate it for some stupid reason. I don't get it. More action than Raiders of the Lost Ark. Better villain than Raiders of the Lost Ark. Bellix stinks. I may be crazy, but I like Temple of Doom better than Raiders.
I do too. My son doesn't like Temple of Doom. I like Temple of Doom a lot.
Last Crusade is the best. Let's just get that out. Yes, Last Crusade is number one. I'm just going to make sure we state the obvious. Give me a 1 to 10, Delvin, on Dial Destiny.
4.
What's Crystal Skull? 3, 2, 1?
Yeah, like 2. Like a 2.
Okay. What did I watch? I watched a bunch of stuff. I'll give you, there's nothing good I've seen. Okay, I finally saw Doc Hollywood. I don't know why that made it, because it was on Netflix. I never saw that. It is goddamn terrible. Yes, it is. Oh, boy. And by the way, I didn't know that was the girl. I saw the beginning, because everyone says it's got one of the best nude scenes for a PG-13 film. It's the girl from Tommy Boy. I go, that really? Everyone's going gaga for her. I mean, she's pretty plain. She's cute, but everyone's going nuts for this. But the there was zero laughs. The plot sucked. I hated it. 1.5 out of 10. Now I tried watching the new Guy Ritchie film, Operation Fortune, Ruse de Guerre. What a mess this was. I hated it. The action scenes were okay, but the plot was just so muddled. The characters, like Guy Ritchie and Tarantino is the king of characters. We all know that. The characters in Snatch and Lock Stock are great, and they have great dialogue. The gentleman didn't grab me. I get why people like it. All of his other films since Snatch Show have been bad. This is abortion level awful. The characters stunk. The plot, who cares? I don't know how I made it through the whole thing, though. It's a 3 out of 10, only because the action is good, and it's Statham being Statham. The next one I watched, this might have been just straight to DVD, but it's called The Invitation. It's where a gal does a family tree, and she finds out this guy invites her to come to England, and guess what? They're vampires, and he's going to marry her and bring her to the vampire family. And it's just, who's in it? I don't know, except for the Alfred the Butler from Gotham, the TV show. That's the only person I recognize. Otherwise, it sucked. 2 out of 10.
Okay.
And then I tried watching last night, Oh Lucky Man with Michael McDowell. He's a coffee salesman in England in the 70s. It's weird. I turned it off halfway. I just didn't care. They have bands performing songs in the studio. While you see him driving, there's just random bands playing the songs that they're singing that you hear in the background. The story is weird. He goes to some kind of weird sex club, which is funny. And but the whole story, I just didn't care. Didn't care. Oh, lucky man. Oh, lucky boar fest. Not for me. I guess 1.5 out of 10. I turned it off. So not good. So I don't watch anything good. The next thing I'm dying to see is Mission Impossible 7. I am there opening day at probably 11 a.m. showing. That is got a big old circle on the calendar for me. That's going to do it for this week's What Did We Watch? Kevin Goatees, Dan Zimborski, and of course, Delvin Cox, the fifth best judge on Who Would Win show. And we'll see you next time. Take care.